The Second World War reshaped the world as we know it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was the date when Japan launched a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. American forces were caught unprepared as waves of planes attacked ships and the harbor. One of the most badly damaged ships was the USS Oklahoma. As smoke climbed, as fires continued to burn, hundreds of sailors caught inside the capsized ship prayed for rescue. 429 people on the Oklahoma lost their lives. Utah Raymond Salcedo spent months after the attack doing civilian salvage work on the Oklahoma.
I had to burn compartment after compartment with full of water, so they put huge pumps, in certain parts of the ship. So I'd burn holes on the sides of water would flow to one section and pumps would...
So they could recover the,
yes.
The sailors?
Yes. Yes, recover the sailors. And then when we got all that water out, we welded big hinges like on the Oklahoma and with huge cables to Fort Island. Huge cables and huge cranes, and they would pull about an inch an hour, just slowly. See, got all that weight. Finally, they got her upright.
But many of the bodies recovered from the wrecked destroyer couldn't be identified. They were buried in cemeteries on Oahu. Somewhere among them were the remains of a young man from Monroe, Utah. In 2011, his relatives here provided DNA to the Department of Defense, but time went by with still no word on his fate. Then in February, Lisa King learned that her uncle's body had been exhumed, identified, and will soon be brought home for burial. King says she's heard all about Uncle Elliot from her 95-year-old mother, his last living sibling.
They said when he was 4 years old, he could go up and pound over 100 songs on the piano. Very musically talented. Like I said, he was in the Navy band, which was a pretty amazing thing. He played the baritone. I know he wanted to go to both law school and pharmacy school, and he was trying to decide which to do on that. Said he was very ambitious. He never sat still for a minute, the way people described him, but very loving and kind. So it's been fun to kind of learn a little bit more about him.
They've remembered him. The family has had a headstone for Larson at the Monroe Cemetery since 1942. On May 26th, they'll at last hold a funeral for him.